Okay, today's daf is Kinim, daf Chaf Dalid, the third daf that we're doing in Maseches Kinim, the third parak of Maseches Kinim, and we are on Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, we're up to the third parak. A number of the Mishnayos in today's parak, the Tiferes Yisrael calls three of the hardest Mishnayos in all of Shas. But really, the hardest part is just to figure out exactly what the case is. Once one comes up with a pshat, one has to just follow it through and apply the pshat of the various Rishonim. So we're going to mostly go, as we started off the Masechta, with the pshat of the Rush in this Masechta. But I haven't noted, but one should note that the Rambam has different pshatim of many of the Mishnayos in this Masechta. We didn't even touch on a lot of the pshatim that he gives, totally different understandings of some of the cases, but we will stick to the Rush and hopefully get some basic understanding of a number of the Mishnayos. Okay, let us go with the beginning. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through, hopefully, all the Mishnayos, and then this time afterwards, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have a number of thoughts of Lamdis and related issues to some of the topics that come up. But first, we'll just make sure to get through it. Okay, Bamei Dvar Mamurim. So, says the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak, when do we say that all of this applies, everything that we have been speaking about, Bikohen Hanimlach, by a Kohen who comes to ask what to do? That's what we have been talking about, all these tarovos, all these mixtures that happen, b'di'eved, what am I supposed to do? How many am I supposed to be makriv if one of them goes into kulan yamusu? If, like we had yesterday, you have the chatas that went into the group, how many can you do? How many can't you do? That's lechatchila. What is the kohen supposed to do now that this situation has come up? But what we're going to talk about in our parak is, what if the kohen didn't come and ask? And he went and did whatever he wanted to do anyway. And now we're trying to figure out, okay, so how many were kosher and how many weren't kosher? How many does this woman still have to bring? So that's going to be the case here, the cases in this parak relating to b'di'evet. So b'avet v'amorim b'koin ha'nimlach, where the koin comes to ask. Aval b'koin she'eno nimlach, but in a case where a koin does not come to ask. And what's the case? Achas lezu, v'achas lezu. Shtayim lezu, shalosh lezu, v'shalosh lezu. In all these cases where, let's say, one woman has one pair and the other woman also has one pair. One woman has one pair and one woman has two pairs. Right? All the similar cases, whether the woman, two women have equal or different pairs. So, asa kulon lamala, if all of them are brought lamala, so mechza kasha mechza pasal. So if they're all brought lamala, meaning lamala michuta sikra is the place where the olas ha'of is supposed to be brought, and the chatas ha'of is pasal. So all, no matter how many women, how many pairs are to these women, all say altogether there are 10, whatever. If you bring all of them above, then all the olas are kasher and all the chatos are pasal. So that's mechza kasher, mechza pasal. Kulam lamata. Mechza kasho, mechza pasal. They're all brought lamata. That's a place where the chata sa'of is supposed to be brought. Mechza kasho, mechza pasal. It's also half and half. Again, opposite, like the first Mishnah in the Masechta said. Opposite of the behemoth. By behema, chatas behema, the blood is sprinkled above the chuta sikra, and ola is lamata. And by ofos, they are opposites. If you did them all in the same place, so then half is kasher, half is pasal. Chetziam lamala v'chetziam lamata. What if you took half of the birds above and half of the birds below? So then what is the, and they weren't mufurash yet. If they were mufurashes, then they're all pasal. Because maybe you got everyone wrong. But they weren't mufurash yet. So you did half above and half below. So, et shelamalon mechza kasher mechza pasal, v'yet shelamaton mechza kasher mechza pasal. So then, within each side, also half and half. Because what's the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario, if all of the birds of one woman were brought in the same place, that would be mechza kasher mechza pasal. That's the worst case scenario. Let's say, you know, one of the women has four pairs. Or so eight birds. So let's say all of them were brought above, but half of them are kosher, because they're all chatas and olas mixed together. So that's why, even if you split them up in half, and do half above and half below, then we would say mechza kosher or mechza pasal. And again, pashas, what are we talking about in these cases? We don't have to say we're talking about a kohen who's a mazik, right, who's a varian. We're talking about a kohen who didn't know, who got mixed up. There's a lot of birds, and he gets all these birds, he's like, oh, They're all olos. Okay. And he didn't know. He thought they were all nedavis, where they were all olos, but really they happened to be a group. Well, he thought they were all chatos. V'chulu. Right, separate case. Does he have to pay for what he did? Is it kazak shinonikar? Is it similar to the Kohen doing other passeling actions in terms of being mafagil, in terms of thinking shalom lishma? So that's a sugya that comes up elsewhere. What is the responsibility of the Kohen? Okay, that's the first Mishnah. If you have different pairs of stumos and the Kohen offers them, what is the halacha b'di'evit? Next, Mishnah base. Says Mishnah base, achas lazu, vishtayim lazu, vishalosh lazu, v'esa lazu, mea lazu. Let's say you have one woman who owes one pair of birds, two pairs of birds, three pairs, 10 pairs, 100 pairs of birds. It doesn't matter on the amount. Asa kulam lamala, if the Kohen does the avoda and the zrika, or of the hazaa and mitsui, if you would call it, all above, mechza kasha, mechza pasla. As we said, it doesn't matter whatever pairs there are. If you do them all lamala, then they're half going to be kasher, half going to be pasla, because half of the birds are olos, those are going to be kasher, and half of them are chatos. Kulon lamata, mechza kasher, u mechza pasla. If they are all brought lamata, so again, chetzion lamala, v'chetzion lamata. If now they are brought chetzi lamala, if one woman has one, and one woman has two, and three, and four, and ten, so then they're brought chetzi lamala v'chetzi lamatan, hamaruba kasher. What does hamaruba kasher mean? The amount that's kasher is equal to the woman who has the most birds. Whatever the woman has the most birds, let's say there's 10, right? If one woman has 10 pairs, so 20 birds are going to be kosher. How does that work out? So the best way to see all of these rules that we're going to have is just to take an example. So let's say, take the example of achas lazu v'shalosh lazu. Achas lazu v'shalosh lazu. So one woman has 2 birds, and one woman has 6 birds. Achas lazu v'shalosh lazu. So there are altogether 8 birds. Right, one woman has 2, one woman has 6. 8 birds. And what does the Kohen do? 4 above and 4 below. Because that's the case. He did mechzalamala, mechzalamata. So what's the minimum number that we know is kosher? How many are vade kosher? So again, worst case scenario is where all the woman's birds are in one place. That's the worst case scenario. So let's assume that all of the achas lazu, all of those birds, the woman who has one pair, are done lamala. They're all done above. So then, one of those two is pasa, one of them is kosher. It's 2 birds, one is an ola, one's a chatas. So one is kosher, one is pasa. And then, there are 2 other birds that are done above, those are kosher, those are fine. Because those are 2 of the woman who has 3 pairs, and those are good. We'll label those as olos, and those will be kosher. So you have 3 above that are kosher. Then below, we have 4 birds that are left, because the Kohen did mechza kasher, mechza above and mechza below, 4 below, but the woman who has 6, so we're assuming all of her birds now are the ones that are left to be makriv below, because all the achas lazu, all the women with 1 pair, they were all makriv above, so now there's 6 that's supposed to be below, and the woman, if she has 6 birds, 3 of them are supposed to be above, 3 of them are below. If all these 4 are being mechukra below, then one of them is vadei pasul. The other 3 are kosher. And therefore, you take 3 from above that are kosher and 3 from below that are kosher. That equals 6 kosher altogether. That means hamaruba kosher. If you have one woman with, again, achas lazu v'shalosh lazu, it would work out. Again, and this works out with any type of permutation that you try. One woman has 2 birds, one woman has 10 birds. One woman has 2 birds, one woman has 100 birds. And a Kohen, it does half above and half below. It's always going to work out that the number of birds that the woman who has the most birds have, that's going to be the amount that is kosher. Why? Again, because you always assume, worst case scenario, the woman with the least amount of birds had her birds offered in the same place. And half of those are kosher, half of those are pasul. The rest of the birds in that place are going to be kosher, because those are for the other women. And then you just work out in the other place, the lamata, let's say, so as many birds, that is half of the number of birds of the other woman are going to be kosher, and the other half are going to be pasul. If you do the math, it's always going to equal the meruba, the amount of birds that the woman with the most birds has. Okay, so that is just one example. Again, just writing it down would help. So achaz luzu v'shalosh luzu, that's what works for that case. Good. Continuing, zehaklal. Now the Mishnah says this is the rule, and again, this is not a new yesod. This is just applying some principles that we have already had. And remember, we're going with the pshat of the rush in all these lines, as we said. Kol makom sha'ata yachol lachlok et akinim shelo yihiyu mishal isha achas bein lamalan bein lamatan. In any case that it could be that all the woman's that one woman's karbanos were brought all in one spot, right? If that could be shelo yihiyu mishal isha achas bein lamalan bein lamata, if it is again that a woman's karbanos could be brought in one spot, so then mechza kasher mechza pasul. That's like our din of like the first Mishnah where it says half is kosher, half is pasul. V'chol makom she'enata yachol lachlok es hakinim ad she'yiu mishal isha achas bein milamalan bein milamatan. But if it's a case where it's going to have to be that there is a woman's karbanos, again karbanos because we're talking about yoledes, both in both places, lamalan and lamatan, like in the case that we just had. Case that we just had where achas lazu v'shalosh lazu, the shalosh lazu woman will have to have karbanos in both spots, because the coin did half and half, mechza above, mechza below. So in that type of case, hamaruba kasher. As we just said, the largest amount of birds that a woman has is going to be the amount that is kasher. Good. So the last few lines did not add to the, that just explicated again the previous part of the Mishnah. Next, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel is... a new idea. It's not stumos that are mixed together, but it's specific ones, a little bit easier that we've had already. Chatas lazu, ola lazu. What if one woman has a chatas, one woman has an ola? So then obviously we know, they're already labeled. So asa kulon lamalon, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. If you did all the birds above, then all the chatos are pasul and all the olas are kasher. So then that's the way it works, right? Because if you did the wrong one that's labeled already, that's going to be pasul. What's the chiddush of this line? We know that already. If you have some olas and some chatos, you do them all in the same place, right? So what's the chiddush of that line? So the Rush says, again, we'll get back to this, is even though there's an issa d'rabbanan for the kohen to have done that, right? If the kohen would go and be nimlach in this case and say, I have olas and chatos mixed up, what should I do? What would we tell them? What would we tell him? You can't be makriv any, because each one that you're makriv above might be the chatos. And therefore it's possible, says it's a drabbanan to do it. Once you did them all in the same place, so then obviously they were half chatos, half olos, and half of them are kosher, half of them are pasul. But the chiddush could be that the Rush says right here that even though you were avar on an issa drabbanan, still half of them are going to be kosher. We won't say like a lo mahani type of idea on a drabbanan level. And again, that line connects to the sugya of Durabanans affecting Daraisas, which we've discussed at various times in the past, but we'll come back to that afterwards, but we're still keeping the flow first. Okay, so if you have all these chatos and olos that got mixed together, and the kohen was makar them all in one place, they're half cut. He shouldn't have been makar any. But if he was, half of them are kosher, half of them are pasul. Kulon lamatan, same thing. If you take them all and you're makrav them all, if you, again, not makrav, a chatos is not hukrav. There's nothing burned by the carbon chatos ha'of, if you remember. It's in l'mizbeach el adama. When I say makrav, I mean the zrikas adam is done. The hazah and the mitzoy, based on chatos, chatos has both, and ola has only the only one. So kulon lamatan, if you do them all below, where the chatos ha'of is supposed to be done, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. That also half and half. All the olos are kasher. All the olos are pasul, and all the chatos are kasher. Chatzin lamalan v'chatzin lamatan. But if you do half above and half below, then what do I have to be worried about? Maybe all the olos were done in the wrong place, and all the chatos were done in the wrong place. So shteim psulos. Then they're all pasul. If you only have two birds, then they're both pasul. Shani omer chatos kreva lamalan v'ola lamatan. Because then I have to say that maybe the chatos was given above and the ola was given below. Okay, so that one is a little more straightforward because it's only talking about vadai chatos and vadai olos. Okay, next. Now we have Mishnah Dalet Hay and Vav, which as I alluded to before, the Tiferes Yisrael and other Mefarshim really try to figure out what exactly is the case. So we're going to go with the Shita of the Rush. Again, if you want to look in the Rush inside, it's two pages ahead. At the Rush on the bottom is two pages ahead of where the Mishnah is. Okay, here we go. Says the Rush that the first case in Mishnah Dalet is about a case we have two women. two women that each had two babies. So they're each chayev two sets of karbanos, karbanos yoledes. Each of the women brought one karban so far. One woman brought a chatas, one woman brought an ola for her yoledes. So they go together to the store, and they buy one extra pair with a chatas and an ola in it to be mashlim, the one that they're missing. The woman that brought the ola still owes the chatas, the woman that brought the chatas still owes the ola. Plus, they each buy another pair for the baby that they didn't bring anything yet. They each had their chayv, two sets of yoledes. So that's the case. So that's why we're going to have three pairs of birds. One pair of birds is going to be for one woman, one pair for the other one, and the other one is going to be a chatas and an ola that they owe. So, what's the case? Chatas v'ola. So you have one pair that is designated as a chatas and an ola. And then you have stuma, and one of the pairs that they left, sasum, that they left, they didn't designate. They didn't designate. Umefureshes. And you have another one that's mefureshes. Right? So that's the case. So you have all together. You have two chatos, two olos, and one unnamed as of yet. Right? One chatos and an ola. That means for the to split amongst them. That's why it's labeled chatos and ola, not just a mefureshes. Chatos and an ola that's going to be split amongst them. And a stuma. And one that's not labeled yet. And a mefureshes. So, says the Mishnah, Aslan Kulon Lamalon, if you did them all above. So again, Mechsa Kasha, Mechsa Pasal. Same thing, if you did them all above, what do you have in here? You have two Vade Chatas, two Vade Ola, and two that are unnamed. But we know by those two unnamed ones, the second that one of them is brought, the other one is Nikva for the other. If one of them is brought as a Chatas, then automatically the other, its pair, is brought as an Ola. So basic, simple. If you brought them all above, so, Lamaisa, you have three chatos, three ashamos in this group. So, half are, they're, chaza kulam alan, mechsa kasha, mechsa pasal. They're half and half. Kulam lamatan, mechsa kasha, mechsa pasal. If they're all brought below, then all the chatos are kasha, all those are pasal. So, mechsa kasha, mechsa pasal. What about chesi lamalan, chesi lamatan? What if you brought half above and half below? Then all the chatos and the olos in there are going to be pasal. So, four birds are for sure pasal. So, ein kasher ela stuma. So if you brought half above and half below, so then only the stuma, meaning the one that was not labeled previously as kasher, because that wherever you bring it, right, half above and half below, and you brought three above and three below, so one chatas and one ola is going to be, okay, v'hibas chalekes b'nehen. And that's going to be divided amongst the women, meaning one's going to get the credit for the chatas, one's going to get credit for the ola, and they're still going to have to bring their other karbanas. Again, because you had here two chatos and two olos, right? Vadai. So one of the birds above and below each is going to be kasher, right? Because you brought three birds in each place. But three birds, you can't say all the birds are pasul, because there's only, right, there's two that are vadai each karban. So if you brought three above, one of them is Vadei Kasher. You brought three below, one of them is Vadei Kasher. Because there's only two of each labeled type. So who's going to get credit for that? So the bishop says, one's going to get credit for one, one's going to get credit for the other one. And what does the woman have to do now? They have to go bring another set and say, whoever got credit for that ola first, the chatas belongs to them now. Whatever got credit for the chatas earlier belongs to the ola now. So again, the way you figure it out is always worst case scenario. In this case, worst case scenario, one is still Kasher in each place. Right, that's why the Mishnah says, ain kasher ela stuma, and it's mischalekes b'nehen. Good? So that again is where you have specific karbanos brought by these three women. Next, new section. Chatos, there's going to be three, which are six lines in this Mishnah. We're going to have three lines, and it's going to be the same exact lines repeated by Ola. First three by Chatas. We're going to give examples by the Chatas case, but the Ola case is going to be exactly the same rules. But again, the easiest way to do it is just to take one example. And the rules, maybe there are mathematical names of these rules but in higher mathematics, but either way, we're going to, I don't think it's higher mathematics, I think it's probably lower mathematics, you just got to make a picture of the birds, but we're just going to give examples. First line, chatos shenis arvu b'chova. That means, according to the Rosh, if you have chatas birds that got mixed into pairs of chova birds with equal numbers, let's say you have six chatos that got mixed into three pairs of birds, which are six birds. First case is, the three cases, just to outline, equal number of chatas birds with birds that are in pairs, right? That are, meaning it has to be half the number of pairs, because it's the birds, let's say six chatos got mixed up with three pairs, which are six birds. That's going to be the first case. The second case is where the chatos birds are more than the pairs. And the third case is going to be where the chatos birds are less than the pairs. That's it. That's going to be the three lines. We're going to have those three lines by chatas. Then we're going to have those three cases again repeated by Ola. So we're going to go through what's the rules. And the Kohen again did it without asking. Right, did it without asking. He just was makar of them. So what is the rule? So here we go. Chatos shenisarvu bechova. You have karbonos chatas, vade chatas ofs, that was nisarivu bechova, that were mixed in with chovas. And there's an equal number of chatas birds and chova birds. And the Kohen wasn't nimlach. He didn't ask. And he did half above and half below. Okay, that's the case here. Half above and half below. So if you have the first case, let's take an example. Let's say there were four chatas birds. Four chatas birds that got mixed up with two pairs of birds. Two pairs, remember, one is a chatas, one is an ola. So four birds. So four chatos mixed up with four of the birds, which two of them are chatas, two of them are ola. So there are eight birds in total here. Eight birds in total. Four were makrav above and four were hukrav below. So again, we always assume the worst case scenario. What's the worst case scenario? All the chatos were brought in the wrong place. That's the worst case scenario. So all the chatos were brought above. So if all the chatos are brought above, again, four chatos and then four other ones, all of them are brought above, so all the ones above are pasul. All the ones above are pasul, because they're all chatos. What about the four that are brought below? So we assume those four were all the four in the other pair. So two are kasher, two are pasul. Because those have two olos in them. That's why the Mishnah says, in kasher elaminyan chatos shebechova. Meaning, half the number of the pair is going to be kosher. So that worked out here. Right? You have four, you have eight altogether, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul, and that's what it works, not mechsa above and mechsa below, and therefore, half of the ones are going to be okay. Works out with any number. If you have six and six, if you have six chatos, and three pairs, I'm not going to go through it, but if you work it out, it always works out. If they're equal number of chatos and pairs of birds, meaning altogether the pairs, let's say four and four, then the number of kosher ones are going to be two. That's going to be half, the chato shebechova. That is the first case. Second case, chova shnayim bachatas. What if we have the chovos are double the amount of chatos? Let's say you have four chatos. Same thing that we said in the first case. Four chatos that got mixed up with four pairs, meaning eight birds. So you have four chatos and eight birds. So how many do we have? 12 birds altogether. Four chatos and four pairs, which are eight birds, eight and four, 12 pairs, 12 birds altogether. And the Kohen was makriv, half and half. So six above and six below. Again, worst case scenario. What's the worst case scenario? All four chatos are brought above. All of them are brought above, so those four are pasul. But the other two above are going to be kosher. Because again, you have, right, you did six above and six below. So now you have two above that are kosher. And what about on the bottom now, the six that you did below? If you have six that you did below, remember, you have how many pairs of birds? You have, in the pairs, not the chatos, you have four pairs. Right, four pairs. So four of those are supposed to be brought below. And you brought six below. But four are going to be kosher. Two are pasul, four below that are kosher, two above that are kosher, equals six. What's the rule the Mishnah says? Chov v'shnayim b'chatos, mechza kosher, mechza pasul. It's always going to work out to be half and half. So here, there are 12 birds altogether, six are going to be kosher. You go by what the total number of birds is, and it's going to work out that half those are going to be kosher. Again, step one is always worst case scenario, and then you just plug in. After worst case scenario, then all the chatos were brought in the wrong place. So then you just work out. All the pairs of birds were brought in the fill in the blank, the rest of the ones above and all of the ones below, and figure out how many are kosher. And it always works out that it's going to be half of the total birds that the Kohen brought. Right? That's an example with, again, four chatos and four pairs. Last case, chatos shnayim bechova. Right, let's say the vade chatas were double the chova birds. The chatos were double the chovas. So, just switch around the numbers that we just said, but it's going to be a worse of a problem here. Because here, let's say you have eight chatos. You have 8 chatas birds mixed in with 2 pairs. 2 pairs, which are 4 birds. That's the case we're talking about here. You have double the number of chatas than the number of pair birds. Right? So 8 chatos and 4 birds that are half chatas and half ola. Again, the same total. 12 number of birds, you did half above and half below. So worst case scenario, all the ones that were done above are pasul, because they're all vade chatos. So that 6 above, again, my example, is where you have, if you're listening to this, you can write this down. I wrote a piece of paper in front that we're looking at. But if you have 8 chatas birds and 4 pair birds, 12 birds altogether. So if you do 6 above, they're all pasul, because maybe those are all the chatas birds. And now below, if you the 6 were above pasul, so then 2 below, at least you're kosher. 2 of them are the chatos that were left over. And then how many do you have left? You have 4 other birds left, all below, 2 are kosher, 2 are pasul. Because 2 are the chatos in the pair, and 2 are the olas in the pair. So you're going to have all above are pasul, and below you're going to have 2 are kosher, and 2 chatos left are kosher, and 2 chatos chov are going to be kosher. What does the Mishnah say? Chadashayim b'chova, haminyin shebechova kosher. The amount of birds in the pairs are going to be kosher. In our case, 4 birds. 4 birds are going to be kosher. That's what adds up to the in the total. So again, the Mishnah just gave the 3 permutations of cases. First, where you have an equal number of chatos and birds in the pairs, more chatos than birds in the pairs, less chatos than birds in the pairs. And then the next 3 lines of the Mishnah say the exact same case with olas. So it's the same rule. It's just that the ola was done below, and that's the problematic area for the ola. V'chein, ola shenis arve b'chova, ein kasher elaminyin ola shebechova. Right, that's parallel. If you have equal number of olos with chovos, that's like case number 1 in the Mishnah, where it's equal to the olos in the chova, just like we said before, it's equal to the chatos in the chova. Or chova shnayim ba'ola, the case where the chovas, the pairs of birds, are double the ola, mechza kasher mechza pasul. That was case number 2, which we had earlier. And again, just plug in the numbers, it works out. And ola, shnayim b'chova, if the olos were, that's going to be your worst problem. Remember, the more designated birds you have, the more pasul birds you're going to have. Because you assume that they were done in the wrong place. Ola, shnayim b'chova, haminyin shebechova, kasher. Then the total number of birds in the pairs are going to be kasher. So those 3 lines are exactly parallel to the first 3 lines of the Mishnah. Again, once you come up, just reading these lines of the Mishnah, that's what makes it most difficult for the Mefarshim. But once you come up with a case and they work it out, you know, some Mefarshim don't like it, it doesn't work out perfectly within the words of the Mishnah, but this is what the Rush says is the case. Okay. Next Mishnah. New topic. Haisha. Haisha Sha'amra. So again, maybe we'll have time to talk about some of these issues afterwards, but now we continue. Haisha Sha'amra. By the way, the question is asked is why was Maseches Kinim put into the Daf Yomi? I mean, when else would somebody break their heads on Maseches Kinim? Baruch Hashem. I mean, if it wasn't in the Daf, so it wouldn't be, you know, people might learn other Mishnayos. But unless they did the whole rest of Seder Kachim, so they want to finish it, but at least really to spend time on it, to explain it, to have Shiurim on Kinim, what else would there be a Shiur on Maseches Kinim? So Baruch Hashem, we have the schus of learning Kinim Barabim. Here we go. Somebody emailed me yesterday a pamphlet on Maseches Kinim with pictures. I don't know. Sometimes these pamphlets make it more confusing than without the pamphlet. I found 180 pages. 180 pages. Again, it's wonderful. I started to look at it, but it was just confusing more. But you just got to think about it. Then once you think about the rules, you plug it in and it works. Anybody wants the pamphlet, feel free. I'll email it. Okay. Ha'isha Sha'am Ravata. A woman who's about to have a baby. Wonderful. So when she has a baby, b'shatovu mitzlachas, she will owe a chatas and an ola. But this woman wants to jump the gun, and she says, if I have a baby, I promise that I'm going to bring two karbanas oaf. So she was no dare two karbanas oaf, besides the one that she's going to have to bring because of her birth. So, harei alai kan kishe'ele zachar. When I have a baby boy, I am going to have to bring a pair of birds. So Yolda Zachar, if she has a boy, then Meviyash Dekinim, she'll have to bring 2 sets of birds. Altogether, though, Achas L'Nidra V'Achas L'Chavasa, 1 for her Neder and 2 for her Chovos. But out of those 4 birds, what are they going to have to be? 3 Olos and 1 Chatas. As we said on the first day of the Masechta, you can't be no Der or no Day of a Chatas. That's the first parak. So that's why when a woman says, I promise to bring birds, 3 of them are going to be olos, and one of them are going to be chatas. Okay, so far so good. Nasanasan la kohen, when she gives it to the kohen, ha kohen sarach lasos gimel preitin milamalan vachas milamatan. The kohen should do three above, those are the olos, and one below. But lo asakein, it didn't happen, right? It didn't happen. What happened? Ella shtayim milamalan v'shayim milamatan. The kohen did two above, and he thought this woman who just had the baby, everybody's wishing her mazel tov, so she thought this woman had two babies, right, twins, right? She didn't know, one was a neder, one was the oledes, so he got mixed up. So he did two above and two below. Shtayim elamalam, shtayim elamatam. Vilo nimlach. He didn't ask. So what's the halacha? Tzricha lahavi. So what happened? There were stumos. They weren't labeled, they were all going to be puzzle. They were stumos. So therefore, two above and two below, so the two above were fine. One below is fine, so she has to just to make up one. She owes one ola. So, Srichalavi owed Predachas, the Yakrivena Milamalan. She just brings one more. She owes one more bird to be mashlim, the three olos that she owed. This would all work out, though, with Mimin Echad. If all the birds were the same type, we have mentioned that birds are all two types. Either they're Torim or Bnei Yonah. If all the birds that she brought were of one type, no problem. And you know what that type was. You bring one more of that type of bird, and Shalom al Yisrael, she's finished. The problem is if Mishnei Minim, if they were of two types, meaning she brought four birds, two of one type, two of the other type, the Kohen does not remember which birds he did first and which birds he did second. Why is that important? Because we could assume that the first set of birds that the Kohen did was for her chova, because you always have to take care of your obligation first, and the second set of birds were for her nedava, the mashal, the ma'adav adome, right? Atachon antanu. Somebody forgets atachon antanu. And they have to daven ma'ariv, right, let's say, they forgot, let's say this way, they forgot mincha, and therefore they have to daven two ma'arivs. Which one do you put Atochan Antanu into? So we need to put Atochan Antanu into the first one. If you put it into the second one, then you have to daven a third Shmon Esrei. Why? Because you have to do the Chova first. Whatever you have to do is first, and then whatever you want to do, whatever you want to be Mashlim, so then you can do that afterwards. So here, in our case, the problem is that the Kohen doesn't know which one he did first, and therefore, whatever was done second is the one that she has to be Mashlim the Ola with. She has to pair up the Ola with the second set of birds. Because that's the one. The first one was the Chova. That was one above and one below. The second one was one above and one below, which both of them were supposed to be above. But she doesn't know which type of bird to bring. Because, as the Mishnah said in the previous parak, you can't bring Tor Kenega Bnei Yonah, Bnei Yonah Kenega Torim, and therefore she has to bring Mitav Ishtayim. She has to bring two birds, one of each. Be makrif both of them above, just in case she doesn't know which one the Kohen did second, which is the one that she has to pair her new bird with, so she has to bring one of each. Okay, that is part one of the Mishnah. Next, part two of the Mishnah. Pirsha Nidra. What if she specified which type of bird she wanted to bring for her nether, but she does not remember? Which type of, she said, I'm going to bring two Bnei Yonah. And then she forgot. And she doesn't know which type of bird she was no dare to bring. But the Kohen here knows which one the Kohen remembers here what he did. Right? So but she doesn't know which one she was no dare. So therefore, what happens in that case? Tzricha lahavi od gimel preitin. She has to bring three. Why? Because she knows which one the Kohen did second. And she has to bring one to pair that up with. But maybe that's totally not the one that she promised to bring. So she has to bring three. The Kohen, she knows, let's say the Kohen brought the Torim. It was all Torim the Kohen brought. And so she has to bring another Tor to pair up with the second set of Torim that the Kohen messed up in. Because the Kohen did one above and one below. And she was supposed to have two above. But maybe she promised to bring two Bnei Yonah. She has no idea what she did for her nether. She has to bring three birds. One Tor and two Bnei Yonah. And bring them all as olas to be safe, that should be make sure that she fulfills her neder.
Wouldn't the Torah also be bad then?
What?
So you brought all Torim.
Right. One above and one below she did.
She was
no der Bnei Yonah. So this one would be just Tom. Would it fulfill her neder? The first one, the first set is one that one above is for her chova, for her yoledes. One above and one below. That's kosher. The second one is one above and one below. That's a nedava. So one of them is. So you're saying, oh,
they both were the wrong type,
but it's not the one is kosher. So you brought an olaf for nothing. But either way, if it was right, that's why she brings one more to pair up with that one, just in case that one was right. And then she brings two more of the other type, just in case it was totally wrong.
She brings the wrong type, and she specified the type in the nether, it's still okay?
She doesn't know which type she promised. That's why she has to bring three birds, just in case. That's tzricha lahavi od gimel preidin. Mi menachad. And this works well if the Kohen knows that it was all one type that the Kohen had brought. But Mishnei Minim, what if the Kohen does not know? It was two different types and he doesn't know now which ones. So then you have to start again because you don't know what the Kohen did. So Tavi Arba, then you have no idea which was brought second to pair up with. So you have to bring, basically back to square one. She has to bring four birds, two of each type. Next, third section of the Mishnah. Third section of this case. Kava Nidra. What does that mean? The Rush explains. She linked her nedava. She linked her nedava to the chova that she has to bring. She says, whenever I bring my chova, I need to bring my nether along with those birds. Together. I promise a package. I promise a package. That's what she did. Kava nidra. She didn't promise which type of birds is going to be the chova. No, but she promised that her nether is going to be linked. Right, it's going to be linked. So what happens? So she promised she's going to bring all these birds biyachad, three olos, let's say, and she said what she's going to bring. She was mafarish, and then of course she forgot. Then she forgot, and she's chayat, right? And she was mafarish, what min of nedava she's going to bring, and she forgot. So really, she has to bring five birds, five olos. Why? Why five olos? One, four, let's read it. Tzricha lahavi od chamesh preidin. Five preidin. Why? Because this woman, again, gave two and two, and you don't know what happened. So, whatever bird was brought first, that's the type that is nikva for the chova, and she has to bring more along with that. But now there was a mess up, right? The Kohen brought two above and two below. So she has to bring her birds, which she already specified, but she doesn't know which type of bird she specified. So she's got to bring two and two just in case. But she has to bring another bird, a fifth one, because she promised that her birds are going to be linked to the olas chova. And therefore, she can't just bring four birds. She's got to bring her olas chova again. Plus these four birds of hers. Again, why four birds? Because she doesn't know which one she was no there. She can't just bring, one extra to link up to the pair that was already brought. No, because she has to bring it along with the chova. That's why she has to bring five. That's tzricha lahavi od chamesh preidin. And this all works, continuing mi menachad. This all works if it was all one type of bird. Mi shnei minim. What if it was two types? Meaning what? The Kohen brought the four birds that will give it to him, two of each type. He does not know which two he brought first. Whatever two he brought first, that's koveya, what type of bird the chova has to be. You can't mix and match. Once the Kohen brought a certain type of bird to be her chova, that's the type of bird that has to be brought as her chova. So therefore, you basically have to start again. Tavi sheish. She has to bring six birds. What are six birds? One of each type, just in case you don't know what the chova was brought as, and then four more for her nedava, because you don't know what exactly she was mefaresh, and then she was shochachas. Again, that's why there's six. Two to cover her, she doesn't know what the chova was, and four more to cover her neder. Nisanasan lakawain ve'eni yodas manasna. Oyvei. What happened? Okay, she did this and she has no idea what she gave the Kohen. And everything, nobody remembers anything. And the Kohen doesn't know what exactly he did. So, basically start again. Tzricha lahavi od preidin arba'a lenidra. She has to bring, the Kohen doesn't know what he did, meaning what? The Kohen doesn't remember what he did. What's the added element in this case? Maybe he did all of them above. Maybe he did all of them below. Maybe he did half and half. He has no idea what he did. I know he was in space when he did the avoda today. Or maybe now he's in space and he doesn't remember. So now what does he have to do? Up until this point, we've always said two above and two below. But now this line is the end again. He doesn't remember. So you have to start again. Tzricha lahavi od preidin arba lenidra. She has to bring four for her nether. Why? Because she said specifically what type she's going to bring and she doesn't remember. So that's why she has to bring two of each type for her nether. And they're going to be given as olos. Vishtayim luchovasa. And she has to bring two for her carbon chova. Why? Because maybe the chatas was done properly. Maybe the chatas was done properly below, so the ola was nikva, what bird it has to be, but you don't know which bird the chatas was brought as. So that's why you have to bring two, just to be safe, to be your olas. Because maybe the chatas was done properly. The chatas achas, but you also have to bring one other for the chatas, because wherever, maybe the chatas was done improperly, and therefore you have to bring another one for the chatas. So that is seven birds need to be brought by her. Benazai omer, shtei chatos. Benazai says, two have to be brought for the chatas. Why? This is, the Rush points out, it's Benazai l'shitaso. Back to the first perek. Benazai said that which bird determines what type the other one has to be. So the Tanakhama said it goes by the chatas. That's why l'shitaso here. Once the chatas is given, that determines what the ola has to be. But you only have to bring one chatas. Benazai says no, it goes by whichever bird was brought first. So if the ola was brought first, that determines which way the chatas has to be, and that's why Benazai here says two chatos, because you don't know which bird the ola was, so you have to take into account both of those, both of the possibilities of Tarim B'nei Yona for your chatas. Period. Ad kan, the challenging part of Meseches Kinim, and all the different types of yoledes. Again, but keep in mind, Mishnah Dalet and Hay. Mishnah Dalet and Hay, which were the ones that one has to try to figure out exactly, Mishnah Hay really, what exactly the case is. If you just plug in numbers to the Rush's pshat of one is equal, one is more than the other, one is more than the other one, then just plug in the numbers and the rules always work. And this last Mishnah was about just a woman who owes different types of birds, figuring out all the permutations if she forgot how many covenants she links it to her neder. Okay, maybe we have 2-3 minutes. We could talk about, there is an important Sefer HaChinuch, which is a big chiddush. The Sefer HaChinuch relating to Karban Yoledes in Mitzvah Kufchav Gimel by Olav Yoreds. Yoledes is one of the examples of Olav Yoreds, that she's chai of birds. And Mitzora and others. It's all about Olav Yoreds. So the Chinuch there says, Im hu midini ha-mitzvah. Shekol echad me'arba'a chatam elu mechayev oseh lahavi kispo se'ira kedin chatas kvua yadua ve'eno nifta ba'of o bekemach ela imkein hu ani. We know the concept of a carbon olav yored is there's a carbon ani and there's a carbon usher. If an usher tries to bring a carbon ani, he's not yotzei. Ve'im hu ani ve'hevi kispo o se'ira lo yatsi de chavaso. In ani shehevi carbon usher also is not yotzei. That's a huge chiddush. That's the Mishnah Malach says, it's against a Mefurish Mishnah Meseches Negayim. The Mishnah God says, Beferish, if a Mitzora, Ani, that brings a Kabban Asher, is Yosei. So what's the Chinuch talking about? The Chinuch gives a Svara, and he says, Vahatam, Lefisha Achar Sharicham Hakel Baruchu Alav, Upatro Bakach, if the Torah has Rachmanis on him, and paters him, Eino Bedin Sheyidchok Atzmo, Lohavi Biyoz Mashitasig Yado. It's inappropriate to go above and beyond. If you can't afford it, the Torah doesn't want you to try to go above and beyond. Important chiddush of the chinuch. We know there are limits to mitzvah saseh. The Ramah writes in Ilchas Lulav. There are different limits. How much you're allowed to spend? I'm a vazmiz, I vazmiz, yosemi chomesh. There's a difference for hider mitzvah, ad shlish. There are different rules all over Shas and all over in the Shulchan Aruch there in Hilchis Sukkah, Zimin Tafresh Nun Vav, about limits. So the chinuch says it's even ma'akev in this case. Ani shevi kabin asher lo yatsa. The problem, in Chas Chinuch here, quotes the Mishnah Melch. I don't understand what he's talking about. It's a first mission in the Goyim. So the answer that is suggested by Achronim is that you have to be mechali between different Olav Yoreds. There's the Chet Olav Yoreds, which are the one that the Chinuch is talking about. The Chet Olav Yoreds is that if somebody's an Ani when he sins, he's chai of this carbon. You can't mix and match. While the Mitzora, or the Yoledes Olav Yoreds, that's more fluid. And that's where we would say Ani Shehevi Ashir Yatza. But again, there's a lot on that Chinuch that needs to be discussed. Number one, the general Karbonis of Yoledes, which a lot of this Masecht is about, is also an important Ha'ara, and that is Tumas Yoledes, as it goes along with Karbon Yoledes. Right, where does the Tumah come from? We've spoken about that in Parshas Yerim in the past. Maybe Rav Hirsch says there's always a vacuum of life there was more life in this woman. Now she has the baby. There's less life inside of her. And that's where this tumah, the Kutzker says, suggests that maybe it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present at every birth. And after the birth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves. It's the vacuum of Shekhinah that leaves now. That creates the tumah. All different pshatim. What exactly is the, where did the tumah come from? Either way, but this Masechta is about Kinim. And the last Mishnah we just spoke about was about Yoledes. But Hashem will have more time to talk about various Yoledes halachas in the future. As of tomorrow, we finish off Maseches Kinim, and we start Maseches Tamid. That's all on tomorrow's daf on the Lag BaOmer day. Let's see if we could come up with any connections between Kinim and Tamid and Lag BaOmer. They light a lot of fire in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what Maseches Tamid is all about. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.